It's gone through the public comment period, and that ended a couple weeks ago, so it should be going through their review process. And I was led to believe that it should have been done, or it should be done very soon. We received 40% on the small site and 25% on the large site. They base that on water flows and a number of things, and the higher dollar value site is not as significant, and they had records, and it showed that a lot of that occurred during the flood of 2009 and 11. A lot of what we lost, not necessarily tied to the, as much to the Devil's Lake. That's why that one only got 25%. The other one, it was fairly evident that we lost from 2012 to now, and that's why they're picking up a larger share of that. And they calculate it based on the amount of Devil's Lake water compared to the rest of the water that was flowing through there, and that's how they kind of come up with that. I will be at that road advisors conference at the next meeting, so I guess what I would like is your blessing or motion to proceed as soon as I have that sovereign lands permit to proceed with the repair on these.
And who will do the work?
I have a Star Enterprise lined up to do it.
I'll move to approve moving forward for the erosion repair on County 21 South.
I'll second it, but I think we should note that the actual cost of the two projects together for the county share would be $80,327.
Yeah, put that in there too.
Yep.
Along with that, I think we probably want to thank Cindy for getting us going on the survey that we did on the river that we had. I believe it cost $50,000. That was cost shared 50-50 by the State Water Commission. So we do know where the banks were back in 2012, and we know now what has eroded. And I brought this also to the attention of the Upper Cheyenne meeting last time when they were talking. They're talking about having Bar Engineering do a survey of the river for erosion and water quality. And I told them we'd already done it. Thank you, Cindy.
Well, it worked. We know Devil's Lake contributed some to that.
Pretty obvious it took the vegetation out on that bend.
Yeah.
Any time you've got 600 CFS running continuously, it's undercutting the banks.
How will Valley City Flood Control affect the flow in another flood event? Is it going to make it better or worse? Okay, when Valley City's done with their flood control, they removed all these houses, they're building permanent flood protection, that kind of stuff. How is that going to affect the flow of the water in an event like that? Is it going to make it worse or better?
It should make it worse.
I would think so, because more is going to be channeled. It can't spread.
It's going to be contained and pressurized.
The temporary dikes will function.
It's about the same.
About the same as it goes through town.
You expect to have this done this winter yet?
Yes, I'd really like to get this done this fall here.